finally, you're playing some music I recognize.
Who was that?
Chicago.
Ah, good stuff, wasn't it?
25-6-4. Never understood the title.
No, didn't make much sense, but boy, it sounds good, doesn't it?
They were great. I saw them live a number of times, and they just, you know, they were trained at Juilliard.
I did not know that.
Yes, they were classically trained musicians, and just a great group of guys.
Yeah, the vibe kind of got a little mellower once Peter Cetera joined the group, but still nonetheless good stuff.
Yeah, now to other stuff.
Hey. Yeah, let's get to other stuff. I just wanted to get your take as an outsider when you see that two Michigan congressmen are part of that super panel.
Boy, I almost drove off the road yesterday when I heard that. Think, what are the chances that out of six guys that would be picked, two of them would be from Michigan, and pretty good guys. Dave Camp is the chairman of the House Ways and Means Committee, so you can understand that. And Fred Upton, if Freddie's not careful, he almost sometimes sounds like a moderate Republican, which is an endangered species. So I was kind of taken back as to what the implications are for the state of Michigan. I don't think you can read too much into it, but it's always nice to have two of your own in there. And obviously, they'll try to protect Michigan to the degree that they can, but I thought that was an interesting development.
Medical marijuana, I almost thought this was a done deal, if you will, but the governors chose to bring it back to the forefront as the lawmakers want to introduce bills that are going to, I guess, close some of the loopholes with that, and the Attorney General has gotten involved. Kind of weird that this was brought up again.
Well, the governor has nothing to do with this, okay? This is all brought on by the Attorney General, Mr. Schuette. And if you'll recall, there was a similar news conference on this very subject back on June the 28th, where they basically said the same thing that they said yesterday. There may have been a few new wrinkles in this, but obviously Schuette is on the warpath. He opposed the medical marijuana law when it was on the ballot, and he continues on his crusade to close up the loopholes in that thing.
Recently had Tim Stout on the program, and he said the next time I talk to you, to ask you what's new and newsy. He always likes listening to your scoops.
You know, Stout and I, you know, being two Tims in the same market has its liabilities. See, you don't have this problem because Tony's cool, but people come up to me all the time, and I know where they're going. To see, they stop and they look and they say, "You're," and I go, "Tim Stout," and they said, "Yeah, I'm Tim Stout." And supposedly he gets the same thing on the other side. It's worse for him than it is for me. But your question was what?
What's new and newsy?
What's new and newsy?
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what. The stuff going on Wall Street is obviously serious stuff if you have a 401k. But I got a chance to go in and talk to Andy Dillon the other day, the state treasurer, and he said, "Skubik, you know, the turmoil on Wall Street in Washington ain't nothing compared to what happens if a Greece, Italy, Portugal, Ireland go under." And it just took me back to years ago when those of us on this side of the pond didn't give a hoot about what happened over in some foreign country because there was no relevancy or tie. But now with all this globalization mumbo-jumbo, we are all linked to one another. And wouldn't it be ironic that this new governor, Rick Snyder, working very hard to reinvent Michigan, could have his reinvention tossed on the junk pile by stuff that happens in a foreign country that might go under. And it could happen. Dillon is quite concerned about it.
You know, it just got me to thinking we're in so much peril here, but seeing what's going on around the world, I think, Tim, this could be an opportunity not only for Michigan but for the country, you know, to take advantage and get back on our feet and get at the head of the class again.
Well, it is an opportunity. You don't want to see these other countries go into bankruptcy because there's kind of a waterfall or domino effect to that, you know, and that is reflected on the markets. And, you know, it really is ironic. The governor hasn't brought this economy back, but it certainly is showing signs of that. And then there's those outside uncontrollable forces, which no governor can ever control, that could control the destiny of what he wants to do.
All right, I got about 10 seconds. What are you doing for Channel 6 tonight?
I haven't the foggiest notion. Well, that's the truth.
Well, good luck with that.
Thanks, man.